From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This particular book sets forth the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus in a manner designed to increase the believer's love for the Savior and to provide guidance in living the Christian life. Prior to the message by Dr. Cairns, we'll have a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as well as some Christ-honoring sacred music.
This morning's text is found in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 25. Brethren, pray for us. This one morning in the year, we reserve to refresh your memory upon the subject of prayer for ministers, and we do most earnestly implore every Christian household to grant the fervent request of this text, first uttered by an apostle, and now repeated by us. Brethren, our work is solemnly momentous, involving weal or woe to thousands. We treat with souls for God on eternal business, and our word is either a savor of life unto life, or of death unto death. A very heavy responsibility rests upon us, and it will be no small mercy if at the last we be found clear of the blood of all men. As officers in Christ's army, we are the especial mark of the enmity of men and devils. They watch for our halting and labor to take us by the heels. Our sacred calling involves us in temptations from which you are exempt. Above all, it too often draws us away from our personal enjoyment of truth into a ministerial and official consideration of it. We meet with many difficult cases, and our wits are at a nonplus. We observe very sad backslidings, and our hearts are wounded. We see millions perishing, and our spirits sink. We wish to profit you by our preaching. We desire to be blessed to your children. We long to be useful both to saints and sinners. Therefore, dear friends, intercede for us with our God. Miserable men are we if we miss the aid of your prayers, but happy are we if we live in your supplications. You do not look to us, but to our Master for spiritual blessings, and yet how many times has he given those blessings through his ministers? Ask then again and again that we may be the earthen vessels into which the Lord may put the treasure of the gospel. We, the whole company of missionaries, ministers, city missionaries, and students, do in the name of Jesus beseech you, brethren, pray for us.
Jesus, I have promised to
Are you looking for guidance and help in your study of the Bible? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns as he brings the final portion of a message entitled Security Guarantees Fidelity, part of a series of studies in the Epistle to the Colossians. The text is found in chapter 1 and verse 23. In expounding this text, Dr. Cairns has been showing from Scripture that all who are reconciled to God come to faith in Christ. Further, as the gospel is preached to all kinds of men, there are different responses. Unless the preached word is received into the heart by faith, there is no salvation. Then all who are reconciled to Christ continue in the gospel. Everything that the gospel has to say about Christ, his person, and his work is the gospel, without which no one can be saved. Dr. Cairns has reminded us of the great truth that our faith depends upon the Savior, not upon our grasp of him. Finally, we see that all who are reconciled to Christ are never moved away from the truth of the gospel. As Paul declared in verse 22, Christ will present his people unblameable and unreprovable in the sight of God. And now with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
What the Bible says about Christ is true. What it says about us is true. What it says about the future is true. We can sit on this. We can rest on this. Your firmness comes from the truth in which you are resting. Rest on Him. This is what happens to Christians. The foundation and firmness of their faith comes from the one in whom that faith resides. So therefore we continue believing. Faith that is real, never forget this. Maybe this will answer some questions for people who wonder, was I saved when I was 9 or 10? Was I saved? Faith that is real. Let me change that slightly. Faith that had a real commencement always continues. It always perseveres. That is why I so often say the question is not, did I believe back then? The question is, do I believe now? I profess to believe then. If I do not believe the gospel, then I never did believe the gospel. If I do not believe in Jesus Christ, then I never did believe in Jesus Christ. That's the logic. Faith that had a real commencement always continues. So those who have been reconciled to God in the body of His Son through death, first of all, come to faith in Christ. Second, they continue in the faith of the gospel. And the final thing that Paul makes clear is they are never moved away from the hope of the gospel. I said that what the Bible says about our future is true. The gospel that we have received, this gospel of reconciliation, assures our future. Paul has talked about that. Now, this has a present experience, as I pointed out, dealing with verse 22, but it has a future promise. He's going to present us before His own face, holy, perfectly holy. He's going to present us perfectly unblameable and perfectly unreprovable. Beyond condemnation and beyond accusation. Before God, that's our future. In other words, redemption and reconciliation guarantee our glorification. I want you to get that. I love Romans 8 and how Paul puts it all in the past tense. You should never miss this. Whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. Whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Whom He called, them He also justified. Whom He justified, them He also glorified. It's strange that commenting on that text, which is so destructive to his whole theological system, John Wesley denied that there was any real identity between the people in each class. In other words, it's not the same people. You have to be off your head to say that. You have to be so enamored with your own foolish little scheme that you fly in the face of the plain meaning of Scripture. Whom He foreknew. The very people He foreknew. That is the people who in His love and in His eternal counsel He set aside to Himself. He predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ. Whom He predestinated, He actually called effectively. Whom He called, He justified. All whom He justified, He glorified. Past tense, He glorified. Now, you have to be honest. When you look in the mirror, you may be proud or otherwise of what you see, but you, for all the beauty you think you have, you're certainly not glorified. And neither am I in the body, but we are in Christ. We are in Christ. You see, Christ and the people whom God gave to him in the covenant of redemption can never be separated. Never. And all that he is, we are. And he is exalted, and he is glorified, and therefore all whom he foreknew, predestinated, called, and justified, all are glorified in Christ. That's our future. It's assured, it's certain. In verse 27, we read, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We could take that, the guarantee of glory. It's what we're waiting for, confidently. Now, says Paul, once you realize that, you can never give that up. This is not something a Christian simply chooses to hold on to or he may let go of. It's impossible for a man who's been reconciled to God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It's impossible for a man who has ever been given the hope of glory to throw it all up. Anybody who says he throws up the hope of the gospel never had the hope of the gospel. Anybody who has it, by the very fact that he has it, can never give it up. The world has nothing to offer that could seduce a person who's in Christ away from the hope of the gospel. So here then is the result of Christian security. Security guarantees fidelity. That means simply that all who have received redemption, reconciliation, all who have received the hope of glory, will never stop believing and they'll never stop hoping. Whatever life brings, may it be pain or pleasure, may it be riches or poverty, they must hold on to Christ. They will hold on to Christ. They cannot give up Christ. Do you ever notice? Though Christians can be foolish and they can at times fly in the face of God and at times they can be bitter or angry, but did you ever notice that when the chips are really down, and when a Christian is really in trouble, at that time he feels the need to cling to Christ more acutely than ever has felt it before. He can't give up Christ. He can't give up Christ. However dark the way, he can never give up the hope that Christ has given him. Apart from Christ, a Christian is entirely rudderless on the sea of life and hopeless as he faces the future. But then you see, a Christian can never be apart from Christ. We must confess where we were singing it this morning. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust even the sweetest frame. He's talking about a frame of mind. I'm not trusting my frame of mind. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. Why? Because they can change. My hope's built on Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So standing on Christ, or if go back to the figure that Paul uses in our text, settled on Christ, seated in Christ, we continue in the faith of the gospel. And the result of that security is our continuance. Eternal security. Very vital for your own peace of mind that you grasp this. You see, either your security depends on how faithful you are, or it depends on how faithful Christ is. Either your security depends on your fidelity, or you can be sure you will be faithful because Christ is faithful and you are secure in him. That's what Paul is teaching. Let us get our feet firmly planted on that ground, and we will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let's bow together in prayer. Let us all pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank thee for the faithfulness of Christ. We thank thee for the absolute certainty of the value and the virtue of his person and his work. We can say with the hymn writer, "My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. I have no other argument. I have no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me." Gracious Father in heaven, we thank thee for the faithfulness of Christ. We thank thee for the value of his work. We thank thee for the unconquerable victory of his death. We thank thee that whom he purchased forever. We thank thee, our Father, that he has purchased for us an eternal salvation. And, O Lord, we thank thee that because we are secure in Christ, therefore we continue in the faith of the gospel, steadfast, unsettled, unmoved from the hope that Christ has given us. Lord, bless your people today. Lord, let your people go out from this place in the joyous assurance of their security in Christ, and in the light of that, let them blaze a trail of faithful love and service for the Savior. Remember those who hear with a general hearing, but have never come to a personal faith in Christ. Gracious God, have mercy upon them and grant them the gift of faith and repentance. Grant today that they may turn from sin to the Savior. We ask thee, O Lord, that thou wilt remember those who labor under difficulty. Did they believe? Were they saved? Lord, settle it all by getting them today to a place where their eyes are on Christ, where, O God, their faith is now fixed in him, where they may go forth rejoicing in a present Savior. Hear our prayer. And now part us with thy blessing and keep us in thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church today and evermore. We pray these things, giving thee our thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, We invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.